7.7.
Well, this is all very fascinating, but my problem is I don't think I could ever have gotten there by myself. I needed you, an expert, to explain these works of art to me, whereas if I went to a gallery to see normal paintings or sculptures, I could probably enjoy them without needing to have them explained to me. What do you think?
Well, I disagree there. I don't think you do need an expert to explain them to you, actually. In any case, with modern sculpture and installations, there's normally some interpretation on the walls, so you can read about it if you want to. But I think if you're going to go to a gallery to see modern sculpture and installations, and perhaps a lot of modern art in general, the best way is to go with someone else or with a group of people and to talk about the work, to ask each other questions about the things you see. And very often you find that by asking questions and coming up with the answers, you can get much more out of it. You know, even though it may not look like the kind of art that you're used to, you have to believe that the person who made it is an artist or was an artist, and that they have things to say, and it's your job to find out what they might be.
Don't you think that they're making you work much harder to enjoy their works than artists did in the past?
Actually, no, I don't, because plenty of other works are just as elusive. You know, abstract art or sculpture, many old master paintings where you don't actually understand the symbolism, there's always more to understand.
Okay, so then in that case, do you think artists today want to make you think? They don't just want to create something of beauty?
I think they always have done. They have ideas and feelings and they want to give form to them. And actually, I think many people would find Richard Long's stones beautiful. And other people might think that Mona Hatoum's cot is beautiful. Maybe not exactly a beautiful object, but a beautiful and rich idea. Beauty can be a beautiful landscape or a portrait of a beautiful person, but I think it can also be a beautiful idea.
Thank you so much, Ghislaine, for coming in and talking to us today. I'm sure our audience will be...